McCarthy back in at quarterback. Corum the pistol back. Here's Corum! And Corum, what a move! Corum, he needs a block! Corum, down the sideline! Blake Corum, touchdown, Wolverines! 67 yards!
Big game, Bob, and the Oklahoma Sooners, and ran him out of the building in that national championship.
They'll throw it out to Edwards. Edwards fires! He's got a wide open man! Oh, it's caught! Robert Wilson, touchdown, Michigan! 75 yards!
Emotionally after last week, the emotional win over Ohio State, but they have been amazing.
Edwards in the end zone, touchdown Wolverines. Donovan Edwards. 42-3, the final score. Jim Harbaugh has led Michigan out of the abyss. The Michigan Wolverines are the Big Ten champions. And under Jim Harbaugh, they are heading to their first college football playoff.
It is the morning after the single most greatest sporting event that I've ever seen in my goddamn life, boy.
I can attest to that.
Bro, hands down. It's not even close.
Just being there in person was something else.
Bro, it's not even close. Like, our Michigan Wolverines are the Big Ten champions and are moving on to the college playoff.
Yep, semifinals. Let's get it.
Yeah, semifinals. And we got some work to do. We either play Georgia, Bama, or Cincy.
Mm-hmm. Here go your lighter back. I appreciate you.
Bro, this what happened this week, right? You know, me, financially, emotionally, I be going through my struggles, right? So I get a call from Dad Monday night. He's like, and I didn't watch the Ohio State game. Like, I woke, I was asleep.
Yeah.
They beat Ohio State last week for this to become a reality. And I was just knocked out. And I woke up to a text from Uncle Gino sending me people had stormed the field and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, damn, this hard body. So, like, everybody, no, I swear to God, bro, because I don't be invested in this shit, bro, because it's just been so long. Like,
yeah.
It's been such
like,
a struggle,
grown,
bro.
We're grown.
Yeah,
it's kind of different. Like, I mean, I look at, you know what I'm saying? I had a nostalgic moment when I was down there at one point. I was looking directly at, you know, the center, and I was like, damn, I remember that.
Damn.
And, like, you know what I'm saying? Made you feel good to
you
be like, damn,
playing,
I remember playing.
Just
I remember
the
being on
physical,
the field.
And
I remember,
emotional.
Yeah,
the,
like,
the,
I remember every single one of those hits.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's I'm over there screaming, David, like, pipe down. I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
I'm
tripping.
Here.
Bro, we was
I was
mad.
I was like, nah, bro, I'm not about
to
pipe
to
down.
That
shit was
we go,
great.
We going to definitely get to
Boy,
that because it was like, an experience, but I got a call from Dad. He talking about I want to go to this game, blah blah blah, and I'm like, man, why? Like, how? Like, how do you expect this to happen? Like, how you gonna get tickets the week of? You know what I'm saying? How the hell are we gonna get down there? And we made it happen, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah. See, my perspective of that story is a little bit funny and different because Dad had called me and goes, because I think he had already talked to you, but he goes,
right?
You want to go to the game? And I'm like, yeah, what's up? I mean, like, what you mean? Yeah,
you knew
what's
what
up?
Game he was talking about?
No.
Oh.
So I'm over here like,
he's talking about no.
He's like, you want to go to the game? Like, I'm trying to go down to see the Michigan versus Iowa and Indy.
Yeah, Big Ten
and it all didn't really like click at that point in time because I heard Iowa. I knew Michigan was playing, but I thought we were going to Iowa. You knew that we were in the car, and I'm over here like, damn, this is going to be wild.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be in the trenches of the enemy.
Dugging it out.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't going to hold you up.
But yeah.
I don't even know where the fuck Iowa at.
It's like two more states over.
Okay, west. Okay.
Yeah, it's west.
Because we in Indy right now, and I'm like, and like, when we got there, we it was just like, you know, like I told Dad, I was like, man, it's hella frat boys in this bitch. Like,
of all
generations,
shit was
like
funny.
Of all age groups, it's hella
all
frat boys.
Generational
like,
frat
the college
boys.
Sports, like, shit is wild, bro. And I never partook in that, you know. U of M is just gang. I'm sorry, I'm eating yogurt. I'm tripping. U of M is just gang gang because like you know, Aunt Madeira went there. We spent time there when we was kids, you know what I'm saying? And we've always been U of M fans.
I've spent a lot of time up there this year. My business has been thriving up there. We're getting everything situated in Ipsy.
I remember when I was delivering beer and wine and shit, and I was working in Ann Arbor. That shit was a motherfucker.
Ann Arbor is its own vibe, you know what I'm saying?
It's another planet, bro.
It's got its own energy. Like, when you're in Ann Arbor, you don't feel like you're in Michigan.
Real talk.
If I'm being honest with you, you really don't feel like you're in Michigan. You feel like you're in the most accepting, knowledgeable place on, progressive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, most progressive place in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different, you know? I went to Entheofest this year. Do you know what Entheofest is? So, Entheofest was the inauguration of Ann Arbor decriminalizing psychedelics. And there we met people and we networked, and then
y'all be getting trippy.
End of October, I was gonna bring some shrooms, but I decided not to. Like, I literally, I had a shroom chocolate. I had a micro dose of shroom
at the game. I went to go pee.
You gonna keep cutting me off?
I'm sorry, man, but that I do that shit.
Shut up. Anyways, so I'm over here, like, trying to get everything situated, you feel me? Like, we're like, yo, we need to do this in Detroit. It was coming up on the ballot for November. So we threw the first Organics and Natural Medicines Conference in Detroit. And, like, we had a bunch of psychedelics people, some, like, real intellectual people who came up there, educated everybody. I have some friends that actually are, like, kind of making peyote. They're from reserves.
They're making that shit in the kitchen.
No. You have to grow peyote. David, you have to grow peyote.
I played a video game where you gotta craft it.
You basically freebase it.
So I know how to do it.
That's terrible. I don't think in the video game that was it Ark.
No, it's called Green Hill.
Okay.
Shout out to the stream, yo. Go sub to hatch_Sabbath Twitch. But listen, bro, when I went to go pee because I was drunk, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a lightweight, so I had like some vodka and some
super
beer.
Lightweight.
I'm super lightweight. So I went to go pee and I'm walking out, and then this dude behind me, I seen he had the dip. Like, he had the lip. He had the dip. Mm-hmm. When I whip, you see me dip. You know what I'm saying?
David,
dip, or whatever.
Shut up.
But I'm like, bro, let me hold some of that. Because Wagner, the only person I know that do dip shit. And I do it with him when we go to the Tigers game sometimes. Bro, that shit had me, bro. Bro, I was fucked up, bro. I'm watching the game.
That's why you kept spitting in that. I couldn't even. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
I think Dad knew.
That shit was mad.
Because he was talking to me and I had that little, you dip.
I wasn't even looking at
bro, my head, the head rush I had, bro, was crazy. That's it was funny. Lit. And I was low-key feeling. I was like, all right, I gotta. I did it to like about halftime, like the end of the second quarter. But back to the specifics of the game, U of M, like the Iowa missed the first field goal. And our angle was mad, though.
That energy in the stadium was
We were
different.
At the corner of like the Iowa, designed the end zone.
Yep.
And our angle, it didn't look, the ball was bending.
Yeah.
Like, as the ball was going straight, it was bending. So, like, there were plays where, like,
we
the field goal
it was
looked crazy. Yeah, it looked crazy. And, like, the first field goal they missed, and then we scored off a breakaway run.
Yeah,
up on the opposite side. Yeah,
yep,
on a,
70
and
yard.
And then they made a field goal, I think.
Yep.
And then we won first play. Halfback pass, flea flicker
that
up the sideline, and the game was over after that, bro.
Yeah, like the all game, the Iowa bro, fans early, around
like,
us
it was
just
so
sat
early,
down.
Like the first quarter, like the first quarter, and after you see something like that, like some Madden type shit, like some college football video game type shit, it was just on a whole nother. It was a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But the people, y'all was wilding. Y'all was screaming. And I mean, I was screaming too, but the guy next to me, he came by himself. You could tell he pulled up by himself just to watch the game. And he was an Iowa fan. And he was complaining about the quarterback. And like, I was like joking with him. Like, I'm rooting for Iowa at this point. Like, y'all getting the shit beat out of y'all. Like, y'all might need my help. You know what I'm saying? So
see, my whole thing, like, I was really impressed with how many Michigan fans were there.
Bro, a ton.
Like,
and
it was so funny because, like, throughout the game, like, after the second quarter, like, going into the third quarter, I'm over here, like, you see all these black dots moving?
Yeah.
All these black dots of people just walking out. I'm like, oh, those are all the Iowa fans getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. On our way there, Dad was like, U of M is one of those schools where like
we travel.
Yeah, like a lot of people go out of their way to go see the games by any means.
Yeah, there was
by
a lot
any
of,
means necessary.
A lot of Michigan plates on the road.
Wasn't too many shorties out there. It was a lot of older people.
We're older, so women. all those girls be down in the
older
in the,
dudes.
And then they go to college and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. I never thought about that when we were younger. I was like, huh, I don't know, what's it going to be like when I'm 27, 28, and like all kids are still the same age.
We were talking about
that
when, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because the players, the athletes, they're just kids.
Oh, yeah, they're children. They're big-ass kids.
Crazy, bro.
They're big-ass corn-fed kids, yes.
Corn-fed motherfuckers, man. That's lit, though. Shout out to U of M, bro. I'm, in the Lucas Oil Stadium, like being downtown Indianapolis,
bro,
was kind of wild.
I just found out like yesterday that Indianapolis got money. I did not know that.
I think
this,
it's a facade, bro.
I didn't know this place was starving like that. No, a facade?
Yeah.
What do you mean a facade?
It looked like DC or something. Like it looked like mad
it's
historical.
Not like it's not, I wouldn't call that a facade.
Don't the buildings look historically like colonial?
Yeah, they're supposed to. This was one of the original settlements. Right? No.
Nah,
this Indiana wasn't founded until when?
I don't know what went down, but the downtown area is
I'm about to Google this.
The downtown area is something to learn about because I was in awe. But the stadium was hard body, man. Had to do a couple laps. We ran into Zach. Shout out to family of the pod, yo. We ran into Zach and he was wilding. My boy was toe up from the flow.
1816. December 11th, 1816. They about to have a birthday. Wow.
1816.
Yeah, 1816.
That's the city?
The state, sir.
What is
the state of Indiana? What are you talking about?
What about the state of Indiana, 1816?
That's when it was founded. So in order for the place to be founded, the structure, the building, the city hall, all that has to be down there. So it's like those buildings, some of those are probably from the 1800s. That's why they look like that. Those monuments, those statues probably came in the beginning of the 1920s, 1930s. So it's like it has that rustic older feel, but like the shops and the stores that they have down, like Sugar Factory, Yoke. Those are staple places.
It just remind me of DC though.
And also, I didn't know there was a Harrah's out here. Harrah's is a casino.
It remind me of like Philly or Boston or DC. I don't know why.
I don't know about that. Philly to me has like, it's more gritty.
I'm not talking about the gritty
areas.
I'm talking about downtown
Philly, and it's gritty. What the fuck?
I don't know. It was cool, man. Y'all need to come down to Indianapolis and tell them that we sent y'all.
Yeah,
might
something
get
like
a
that.
Discount on your Starbucks.
Wow, Indiana was founded before Illinois?
You just were yelling out facts.
That's
at this
wild.
Point.
Well, David, when was the United States founded?
I don't know.
1776.
I came here in 93, so that's when everything was lit. For real.
I'm screaming. 1836.
How was the drive back at freaking noon? Because I fell asleep. I mean, not noon, midnight.
Midnight? It was straight. Yeah, we was out this thing.
Y'all was speeding? You said the Michigan people was
Michigan
flocked out.
The Michigan people was getting it. Yo, we saw that. There was one truck that was mad muddy that had it, like, you know how people like put their finger and they like paint, like put stuff. They put Indy bound, go blue. But they, and then there was other dudes that had Ohio plates, but all Michigan gear flags on their on their cars. Michigan, and the big M sticker. Yeah,
I could only imagine what it's like to play like Ohio State, because like people were friendly in there. Like the Iowa fans were like mad friendly. Like they knew what time it was. Like they came out here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like
dude, after that first drive and they missed that field goal.
No, I said it was over after
the Iowa fans went to go get effed up. They're like, all right, we're here. We're gonna might as well enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
After the flea flicker, though, it was like the life of the building.
Dude, they were speechless. Everybody, I was speechless. I saw that play develop.
You want to have a seat and use the microphone?
No, I don't want to use
it. He said, I want to talk on the other side of the room. So, like, it's very difficult for the producers of the show. You know what I'm saying? What was it like when we first got there and, like, we beelined to our seats and me and JT wanted to go hang out at the Jungle Gym? You was just chilling up there? And the people behind y'all was like, we had kids in front of us. JT was picking on them. My man was playing chess, and he was like, he was on his phone playing games, and JT was teasing him. I'm like, dog, what's wrong with you?
Nah, I told him knight to E7. I wasn't making fun of him. I was telling him what to do. Like, I was giving him a move. It was a strategic move. He would have checkmated. You feel me? You're not thinking about how I'm thinking. I saw that board.
Them be the ones that's going to say the planet, though. Like, they go to, like, big college sporting event and they on their phone using their brain. I like that.
I saw a meme of or like it wasn't a meme, it was more real. And this dude in their physics and aerodynamics class had 30 seconds to complete a Rubik's Cube and nobody had to do their final if he did that shit in 19.7 seconds. The whole room starts going.
Oh, I think I did see that. I think I seen
sweet,
that too,
bro. The stuff like that makes me hopeful for being an intellectual. That's fun. Like, that's really fun.
That's lit, man.
That's sweet.
I'm over here banging this yogurt, yo.
Yeah, that's why I got silent for a second, because he's over here.
Bro, it's Chobani.
Manifesting. This
they be depending on me to kind of draw the narrative, but the show got its own legs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you ain't got to tell me that.
Y'all don't want to hear my perspective on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Bro, can we talk about Astroworld? We're going to go back to the game.
Yeah, let's talk about Astroworld. It makes me sad, but why is there a TV on the background?
Astroworld was a while ago, and I wasn't podding at the time, but it was a cause of concern of mine, and I want to talk about it on the show. And now that I got JT, you kind of like one of the perfect people to talk to about it.
Sure,
bro. Was it not like lit? You ever seen? Bro, I'm sorry, but have you ever seen the episode Battle of the Bastards, the Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
when Jon Snow is like being trampled, like he over like all the people, yeah. Whatever. Like, that's what I imagine it was like, which is horrendous, like terrible.
Yeah,
unbelievably terrible for the victims, and my prayers go out to them. But bro, the show just in general, like the show, looked like it was on another level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that was like before the other shows, like the Vegas festival. What is it called? 2 days to live or something like that?
Yeah.
Live live love or something like that.
There's a lot of festivals.
And Kendrick Lamar body his performance.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Keem. Who else performed? But like in Astroworld, they brought Drake out, dog.
Yeah, and he was also named in the lawsuit. So it's like there's a lot of stuff going into this. Who do you think's at fault? To be honest with you, because they used a public park and a public venue, the city is. If they didn't have enough personnel, it falls on the city to call the police and help them.
Shoot, look like they needed it was so lit. It looked like they needed the National Guard, boy.
Well, no, I mean, I really did a deep dive into the subject just right. Because it affects you
everybody's
know,
supposed to learn it from affects, it. It's an example well, for everybody.
It affects a larger scale of livelihood than people realize. So it's like, I mean, no one's heard from Travis in like almost.
You see his apology video? His apology video was hilarious. It looked like he was on the toilet or something. Like he was like. It looked like he was a compulsive little kid, like scratching his head, like,
sorry. Bro, what are you?
It looked disingenuous, is what people were saying.
No, I don't think it was disingenuous. How can you fathom what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, you over here giving what you believe is the performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, you
brought
serious,
Drake out,
yeah.
You did this, you do saying. That. You put so much into your production. Have you ever seen how he runs his shows?
Yeah. He learned that from Ye, though.
And it's it's crazy because no one purchasing a ticket realizes the risk and liability going into throwing that show.
Right.
Ever. You signed a waiver and a liability when you bought that ticket. mind you.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you don't understand the manpower, the dollars, the stage production, the hand production, the amount of security, the amount of police work, the amount of permits, the amount of insurance. Now the insurance that they got was for an emergency situation. Their insurance was, I think it covered only $100 million in liability. Now that is sufficient.
Right.
The fact that you have a catastrophic event with multiple deaths is what takes that toll up to billions.
Multiplies, yeah.
And for them to name Travis like and Drake and Live Nation and everybody involved with it, I thought it was really, really distasteful just because the narrative of what was going on then turned Travis and the performers and the entertainers into an enemy. And it wasn't fair because they put their lives on the line to give you the performance. They're 60 feet in the air.
Right.
They're doing shit. They're going to the point of exhaustion
and
stripping everything down to be able to give you that performance and damn near pass out themselves.
But like you've been to shows and I've been to shows where like I know who I'm with and I know the severity of the type of show we're going to. So I'm a show goer, so I know what to expect. And like, if I'm with people, I take care of them. Like when me and Olivia went to go see Pusha T.
Oh like, yeah,
I already knew it was gonna get rowdy, and you know we was at the shelter. I mean we was at
St. Andrews.
Yeah, St. Andrews, and that's a compact venue.
Yeah.
But it was a Pusha T show, bro. Like it was wild.
You know, so what you to gotta expect. Know.
Yeah, you when you go with people, you're responsible for the people you go with. When I saw the victims and the ages and stuff like that, I'm like, who was with them?
Well, I looked into that as well. So one of the 9-year-old, the kid that passed away, he was actually on his dad's shoulders. And when his dad fainted, he fell. And when he fell, he got trampled.
Jesus.
So it's like, yeah, like I did a deep dive into all the research. I saw medic interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned now procedure for how to do medical training. Like you can't skip over somebody once you're assigned to them. So they had medics running back and forth to go grab gurneys and life support equipment and stuff, telling people that they saw more people on the floor on their way back. And the only thing you could do is radio in or hope you find another medic in the crowd that they're not performing CPR on someone to go send to that other person.
Right.
So by the time you get from one end to the gurney to go help your first victim, you just found four on the way. So that's what was going on. It's like it wasn't enough. There wasn't enough going into it. And mind you, I've seen concert venues that use the gates to rope off sections and Coachella and all this other stuff, like all these other major big venue, you know, or concert and festival type people. They go to extensive lengths and spend the money they need to make sure they can accommodate for the amount of people.
You think the media problem, is using it as a way to use it as a weapon against hip hop just in general?
I mean, everything's used as a weapon against hip hop.
Right.
Like, I mean,
like the memes, some of the memes when they were saying like Travis Scott is like robot and people like passed out, need medical assistance. He up there dancing, doing a robot. I was like, the content when it comes to social media is like sick as hell. Like that's bold to kind of make a joke out of that. But when you go to CNN and stuff like that, they're like, they're saying multiple lawsuits. Like, they're putting a negative spin on the show. Like, the show wasn't the problem. It was the management and the security and the medical team that kind of dropped the ball. Because you have to expect that going into that show, right? Because that's an
ongoing
thing.
No, you have to expect
thing.
That going into a festival.
Right.
It's not like this is the difference that people are.
But even when you go to LCA.
No. Listen.
You go to Travis South.
No, please
up.
Listen.
They toe up.
Listen. It's a duration thing. when you have people that are there for already 8 hours running around a festival ground, going to other shows and performances, screaming their heads off all day just to come to a 9 o'clock show that they're exerting all the rest of their energy for. Come on. Like, no, you don't, you're not thinking about it as the larger scale of what a festival is in comparison to what a concert is. A concert is 4 hours max. You get paid and you go home. You have, you know what I'm saying, minimal risk liability. You're there to do your set. You're there to get the fuck off stage. If you don't get off stage by 10 o'clock, they charge you an extra $5,000. So you're going to get off stage. That's the difference. This was a festival. Controlled by his company, by his people, by Cactus Jack.
You buy into any of the conspiracy theories behind it?
Bro, I saw a conspiracy theory about Obama being Hitler's grandson, dude. I've seen conspiracy theories about everything. You can always make a conspiracy theory connect. I can make a conspiracy theory about lizards in the White House right now.
I've seen some weird stuff about like Summer Jam, like 98 or something like that, where like a lot of the similarities between the incidents and people losing their life at the show and stuff like that. And like Travis Scott's
was it Summer Jam's in Detroit?
Music video. No.
Where was it?
I'm not sure. I was just asking you. I don't really buy into it or exert my time into conspiracy stuff like that. But I just seen a TikTok where the dude was like, it was like eight severely injured people, and Travis Scott had the shirt on in the music video for the singles that he dropped that day. It was weird. It was some weird shit.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm.
He dropped two songs that day. It's Escape Plan and Mafia. Mm-hmm. And in the videos, he has like a lot of the symbolism in that show for that day. And the Summer Jam stuff, he actually has Summer Jam merchandise he's wearing in the video, which is weird, right?
No, it's a coincidence.
All right, I'm not the conspiracy guy. I was just asking.
I mean, if you ask me, if you're embedded in culture and hip hop and everything that it took for us to get to where we are.
Yeah, in such a short time, like 30, 40 years.
Yeah, that's what you got to realize. Like, we've made a whole private sector of entrepreneurs venture capitalists and owners. Like, there's not another industry that taught Black people how to own shit rather than hip hop.
No.
Rather than hip hop. Because not enough of us could go to college. So you're looking at hip hop as a blueprint for how certain people talk about things. You ask a girl in the hood what equity is, she can tell you because Beyonce and Cardi B said it enough.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's a difference and shift there.
I feel
you. And that's why I'm sweet.
He said that's why I'm nice.
I'm nice at this. Hey, yo, we going to breakfast? We going to brunch, my guys? Let's hit this brunch.
let's go hit this brunch.
Nah, but I mean, Travis, I wish he makes a recovery from this, because people aren't taking into account what he's going through. Like, all right, for instance, one time I threw a show in the city and like 5 cars got broken into outside and I felt responsible. You know what I'm saying? Because they came to my function. Yeah. Like, that's something that, you know what I'm saying? If I had insurance for that day, I would have did something, but I didn't. I told them all to call the cops. Don't leave me alone. But it's like, it is what it is. What is that?
Nothing. I'm sorry. I was just holding my phone. I got a new phone yesterday.
Stuff like that is pretty wild. Like, you gotta really assess the risk and liability to what's going on around you. Like, anybody that's like, you know, that is in entertainment, throws events, shoot, even if you're on a set, you know, you see what happened with Alec Baldwin, unfortunately.
Like, yeah, that's wild.
You cannot always assume or understand the liabilities around doing entertainment. So it's like that stuff is important. Like, two of my companies are insured for when we film. So it's like that stuff is actually super, super important. If anybody's at a construction site, at a cannabis, you know, facility, and they step on a nail, like, my insurance and that property's insurance have to take care of that person.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a full incident report, all that. Like, it's different.
I feel you. Before we wrap this up, this will be a short episode, but Oxford.
You're a short episode.
I am a short episode.
Yeah.
Oxford High School.
Oxford. So when we got into this hotel, actually, the first five channels on the screen were the talking about it. And you had said something crazy that kind of sparked my interest. You said you didn't understand that it was going to be as big as it was. Why?
I'm just desensitized to a lot of stuff in the media. Like, even like when it comes to like something as not serious as like just trends and little goofy stuff online, like, I don't really have invested interest in it. But even something as serious as that, as what happened in at Oxford High School, I'm like, I feel I have more empathy for the victims and for the guy who did it as well, like for the victim and for the kid that felt that that was necessary to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he had to do to get attention. I don't think his name and his picture should be plastered on media or shown at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw him on Snapchat.
You're like glorifying this kid for doing like the worst thing he could possibly do.
I mean, but here's the thing. It's not
Other people mimic, like other people around the country that are dealing with the same ailments as that kid. They see that and see the attention that he gets. And they're like, that's what I need to do to be done with this. You know what I'm saying? Not be done with life, but just be done with this stage. And it don't really work like that. In the school, I've heard reports of the school dropping the ball, missing all the red flags, and that's unacceptable, man. People need to be punished. People need to be
held accountable
for a lack of attention in the youth. Because, man, even the story of his parents like fleeing and like, you know, seeking refuge, trying not to get caught.
They flee because they knew they were in trouble. They knew.
But they knew their terrible parents, bro. They know their terrible parents.
So do you think that the parents should be held more responsible than the kid?
I mean, yeah, because they're adults. But the kid is, for that kid to do that, he really had to be dealing with. I feel bad for when you're in a situation, a less fortunate situation, and you're feel like your back's against the wall, and your only time, the only way you can combat how you're feeling is by hurting and you know what I'm saying, doing that, bro, hurting other people, bro. I just have empathy for that person, bro.
I'm glad that you have that empathy, and that probably comes, you know, from a little bit from your faith. But at the same time, fuck that kid.
Bro,
no,
I just don't feel that.
No,
way.
I'm sorry, because I believe and I know for a fact there's real evil in this world. There is real people that intend to do harm. There are real people that have always and thought about harming others, and you can't ignore that fact. He was charged as a terrorist,
of course,
because of the length of it. No, because of the length of the actions. It's not just about him. Oh, this is my last resort. No. It's different. You got to take into account the research, the planning, everything that he
I don't think he's capable.
It's about
of
access. It's about, we had the same conversation with Dad. We were raised around guns. I've never put my finger on one.
Bro, but the thing about the planning and the action is all you need is a gun. All you need is that weapon.
But
there's
that's
no planning.
But
this is what I'm saying.
This is what I'm saying. When you see, you know, the documents and the text message coming from the son and the mom to the son saying, we're not mad, just don't get caught.
Right.
That's real evil.
Right.
There's a difference. There's no remorse there. There's no telling that they don't deem his actions as acceptable. And that's why they need to be charged harsher than him. There's a difference.
So you do have a little bit of empathy for him.
No,
if you think that you think that he should be charged different from
his parents. I feel like the parents should be charged harsher because they left.
Right.
They tried to run away from the problem that they created. You got me messed up. You got to take ownership in that. That's your responsibility. If your kid dies on your watch, you're going to jail. If your kid kills somebody on your watch, you should be going to jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that to me. personally.
And that goes for the school as well.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about accountability? It takes multiple steps and stages for something like that to be pulled off, especially in Michigan.
I don't know, man.
Like, no, I mean, you gotta think about it. There's access to the gun. There's money to purchase the gun. There's bullets. There's more than just getting a gun. You have to get ammunition, learn how to load it, and really train on how to kill multiple people.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it even went that far, bro.
You're wrong.
I think he barely knew how to use that gun.
No,
he
you're
just
wrong.
You're wrong.
There's no way.
How old is the kid?
He's 15. Oh,
man, no.
So I see YouTube of 3 and 6 year olds learning how to use guns.
I know. I understand.
So what do you mean? The age doesn't matter. It's the intent.
Right.
The intent. The action. That's the most important thing. How do you go around trying to place blame on the tools when the intent was from a...
I'm not placing the gun by any... I mean, blaming the gun by any means.
But this is what I'm saying. It takes multiple tools to get to that point. If you have access to those tools and the means to purchase... Like, he's a kid. He's in high school.
Right.
You're not going to tell me he bought everything by himself. No. His parents bought one or both of those items to make this a complicit act.
Yeah, I just don't
think... That's a fault. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. If you give somebody the means to create a terrorist act, are you not, in fact, a terrorist yourself?
Right.
And that's what he's being charged with, terrorism. So how can you not group that entire family household as culprits? That's wrong.
I don't know if I don't think I care.
I'm looking
who
at the eyes of the law.
I know. I get what you're saying.
I'm
but
different.
I just don't like the hate, bro. Like,
it's not. I'm not
even
hating.
Like at the game. I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm just saying, like, even like at the game yesterday, like, depending on your colors.
Oh, the Blue Ohio.
Yeah, like, they're naming the award winners.
See.
We were naming the award winners for their, you know, accomplishments of the season, depending on their Ohio State or whoever. Like, Big Ten, you know, players of the year, and people in the stands, grown ass people in the stands, like booing these kids, like on the jumbotron. I'm like, dog, this is just weird. It makes me feel weird because I'm not really like that, bro. I don't know. I just don't feel the need to think negatively towards anybody. I don't. I judge people for being flawed. I expect people to be flawed. You know what I'm saying?
No. I know. You know why?
Why?
Because we all have access to the same knowledge to better ourselves. Whether you do that with a Bible, a Quran, a book, or research, or have somebody else teach you, or have somebody have enough love to teach you how to be better, you good. If that kid didn't have anybody to teach him right from wrong, that's a problem. You already had a school system. Oxford, one of the best schools in Michigan. That's like one of the things about, that's a blue ribbon school.
Mm-hmm.
That's a school we played football against in mm-hmm. Royal Oak. Like, that's a suburban school. They're mm-hmm. labeling it all Detroit school, Michigan, Detroit shooter. Like, come on, bro. That was a big appalling part of it to me. The fact that they're putting the narrative of this kid living anywhere near Detroit. Because right. I know 80-90% of the people we went to school with never went south of 8 Mile. So don't even say that they're from the city that we, like, you know,
right.
live in, you know, work in. Like, that's different.
I feel you, bro.
Nah, man.
Like, I just, you know, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To the victims. And it was cool. We had a good weekend.
Senseless gun violence is not okay.
It was fun, man. Shout out to Dad. Shout out to JT. Shout out to the Michigan Wolverines. Fuggy yeah. Tamba.
The next pod might be Christmas?
I get busy. Why? What's up?
I wasn't asking it like that. I wasn't saying it like your
the next time, pod,
like the one next time I'ma be on. You know, I'm me. I don't care.
Whenever you want. Selfish motherfucker. I said I wanna be on the episode.
No, I wasn't saying it like that. I was just saying, like, did you plan the next sit down to be at Christmas? Because that's probably the next time I'm gonna
see
you.
I'm about to move and I'm setting up stuff.
Oh, when DBP Studios. When do you move?
The near future, next weekend, hopefully.
Are you in an LLC this business?
Man, we'll talk about it off mic.
I mean, I'll help you do it. I will. It's $50. I will help you
talk about it off mic.
LLC this business.
Talk about it.
And take it serious.
We'll talk about. We'll talk. Chill, man. What you know? Hey, listen, it's the Dearly Beloved podcast.
I want some merch. What you mean?
And we love y'all, man. And y'all stay blessed. Happy holidays. Got more episodes to come. Say peace out to the people, Justin.
Peace out to the people, Justin.
Gang. Oh.
Okay. Ah! Hey, I'm trying to get crumb. C-R-O. Tell them how we gonna go. Tell them why they don't want us. Tell them why they better run. We came to get cream. Won't stop. Nope. We keep on coming, cause we won't quit. That's why we keep grinding hits.
We drop in everything you pop in. From the yin yang twin begin to make your adrenaline pump right on through your skin and make that crump begin. They were playing a beat, but we came on back. We jumped out like a jack in the box, like a edit with a fat dude.